Steve, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Effen. It's Wendy Snyder. Joined in studio by our friend Dane Neal. You know Dane is the host of The Dane Neal Show and, of course, AccessAppetite.com. Dane, I don't know if this studio has ever smelled as good as it does right now.
Well, it's bacon weather, and so the blooms,
right?
You know, like in spring.
It's bacon weather.
I think, well, really any day.
That was really great.
Any day of the year.
I thought it was your new cologne.
Hey, I'm sure, Seth, that's been thought of a million times, right?
Business idea.
Right. Okay. So it smells like bacon, but, you know, I think the levels of bacon have been elevated to a, kind of another level because you have other things that people love, like bourbon is here. Mm-hmm. You've got some maple long johns. You have some T-shirts. You have some...
Do those smell like bacon?
Yes, they do.
That would be a miracle.
And the reason is, you know, we are, here in Chicago, we are lucky to host so many great events mm-hmm. and to be kind of the epicenter, the middle of the griddle, if you will, for the country when it comes to bacon. As
He's on fire today. Can I just tell you that?
As the hometown for Bacon Fest. So we have the benevolent dictator of all things bacon, Seth Zurer, here to talk a little bit about as they unveil the chef lineup for this year. It is bigger and better than ever. Plus some ways that a listener of the Bill and Wendy Show and my humble segment, the Dane Neal segment, can be a part of Bacon Fest and see behind the bacon curtain, right? And be a judge.
First of all, Seth, thank you for coming back. We really appreciate this. You mentioned this last year, but it's so impressive that I need you to mention this again.
Sure.
Talk about the quick growth of Bacon Fest, how quickly it went from just an idea, a crazy idea, to not just a reality, but something that people are just crazy knocking each other over to get into.
That's right. So it sprung into existence basically overnight in 2009. There was no Bacon Fest, and then inspiration struck. Beer was consumed, mm-hmm. and Bacon Fest was created. The first year we had 10 chefs that basically showed up at the Publican between lunch service and dinner service, each with their own creative bacon dish and paired beers, about 75 people. And this year we're anticipating 4,500 ticketed guests, about 150 restaurants, and 8,000 pounds, 4 tons of Newski's bacon. Some of it applewood smoked, some of it cherrywood smoked, some of it plain uncured bacon. So,
can you taste the difference between applewood and cherrywood?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a
can most people?
Seth, is there such a thing as kind of a bacon sommelier, like someone who's there?
That's actually the other big announcement. We're opening Bacon Fest University, where you can get your very first bacon sommelier degree.
That's terrific. But even you, the creator of this, even your head must be spinning. You never thought it would take off like this, did you?
Oh, my God, no. Never in a million years did I think that we would have an annual institution devoted to mass consumption of my favorite cured meat, bacon.
And what year did this start?
2009. So this is the ninth year of Bacon Fest, and it's March 31st and April 1st at the UIC Forum.
Because 1 month cannot contain Bacon Fest.
That's right. We straddled March and April. In case you're full up on your bacon allotment for March, you can start all over again the next day on April 1st.
Rude.
All right, we've all loved bacon. I mean, growing up, you'd go out to breakfast and you'd ask for your bacon extra crispy. So when all of a sudden did it explode where it's bacon everywhere?
I mean, I target the beginning of Bacon Fest as the beginning of that trend.
Right.
It started a little bit before
2009.
Right, but what we see is that, you know, the chefs who love bacon and...
Who doesn't?
The guests who share their love of bacon.
Well, I don't know, Wendy. Seth, have you had any just groups of protesters out front, the anti-bacon lobby? I mean, because you wonder who doesn't
just
love bacon.
Pigs.
We did have some vegan protesters last year. They were very friendly. They stood with pictures of cute pigs, and everybody from Bacon Fest came out and did selfies with them after they'd eaten their fill of bacon. But, you know, when restaurants get together and do something ingenious with bacon, like they do at Bacon Fest, everybody wins. So, like, the examples I have today are, you know, there's some classics here of the bacon maple bacon long john from Glazed and Infused, is a longtime Bacon Fest exhibitor, and I also have stuff from a brand new Bacon Fest restaurant called Baptiste and Bottle, and they make something you can get in the bar and restaurant, a bacon infused bourbon, which they've also infused with peanut butter for us today,
because it wasn't just enough to have bacon
if you want to load up.
So I brought a little sip of that for you guys to taste. It's a pretty intense aromatic bacony experience.
It's the smell of it alone. I've
aroma.
Not tasted it yet. The aroma.
Or what do you call
it?
Bouquet?
The bouquet. Yes,
the bouquet.
That's right. You just
that's right.
You're well on your way to a bacon master's degree in sommelier.
Thank you.
When you made me think of it, though, you think of those things that are out there, kind of universally loved, but have kind of made that transition from stereotypically like a breakfast side item into something that we love in all shapes, forms, and manners. And we remember with you remember orange juice. it was just...
a breakfast drink.
It was like, you know, white pants after Labor Day. Right. To do anything with it after breakfast. Right. They had to come out, you know, the big orange juice lobby came out with the, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Has there been something like that, Seth, where is like the... Has bacon done any kind of PR that made it acceptable? Or were, did just the public feel like this was too confining to try to jam it into Sunday morning?
I mean, I think that you can say that the pork industry has been very happy about the spread of bacon throughout the day.
But that was inadvertent. They came up with other white meat. I don't know how successful that was. But well, bacon's kind of just took off on its own.
But here's the thing, too, is, you know, maybe you did have a lot to do with it in 2009. Here's why, though. You know, you're right. We had it for breakfast. You'd have a BLT for lunch. You'd throw it on a sandwich. But then Bacon Fest happened, and it's like it was used in different ways. Like, who would have ever thought to put it on a Long John?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's when all of a sudden... all the rage happened because bacon was just not for a BLT or next to your eggs.
Yeah, you started to see it everywhere in sort of modest restaurants and in very fancy gourmet restaurants. You know, the folks who come to Bacon Fest are everybody from Glazed and Infused, which is, you know, a beautiful craft donut shop.
It really
to,
is.
You know, Paul Feuerbach, who's a Beard Award-winning chef. He cures his own hams. He makes his own bacon. He's got this wonderful restaurant up in Big Jones up in Andersonville. And this is like, these are incredible culinary talents on a national scale that are devoting their energies to Bacon Fest.
One of the really here's part of I think the appeal, and it is unique, and maybe after the break we'll go through some of those great chefs, and but that is one of the things unique to this event. You have events that are kind of pedestrian fun outdoor grilling events for everybody, and you have events that are kind of, you know, highbrow elevated fine dining kind of events, and bacon as the backdrop here, it has everything. Like, you have fine dining. You have some of the best chefs in Chicago that are known and award winning. And then you have just kind of stuff that everybody loves, just garden variety food. I mean, it's all represented on an equal platform. Everybody high fives that they're in this together. And there's no pretension. I don't know if there's another food that could do that, bring these people together.
Bacon is it. That's it. Have you thought about having Kevin Bacon as MC for this? Have you considered it?
We did a little Twitter campaign last year to try to get him on
board.
Did you?
Yeah, because the Bacon Brothers could play.
We have to book the band, and we're like, yeah, we like people to focus on the eating the bacon. You know?
I guess so. That makes perfect sense.
If they were only better.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't say that. That was Dane.
God, Dane.
Well, I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No,
I mean,
in a good
way. It feels
way.
Like Fleetwood Mac or something.
A quick break, and then more. Bacon Fest is coming. Your chance to visit it on us. We've got tickets to give away in just a little bit. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill and it's Wendy, along with Dane Neal, the host of The Dane Neal Show and AccessAppetite.com. Dane has been kind enough to bring Seth Zurer back again. We had him on last year, and the response was overwhelming because Bacon Fest is coming March 31st through April 1st. And yes, we will have tickets to give away before this segment is out.
We're going to have two tickets, which is great, because sometimes, you know, I'll bring people in and they can talk about an amazing event and try stuff out. Maybe we'll have some tickets for a winner. But for the general public, oftentimes these events are sold out. So we try to get in here and do it a little bit early, plus give something for the winners. But then this is a unique opportunity. As someone who has been behind that particular bacon curtain and seen, you know, all of the action that goes through on the judging side, because this is an event that isn't just great for people that are there. They get to enjoy it all. But it is a badge of honor. This is something you put on your resume if you win it. And there's a lot of competition for those chefs and restaurants.
Yeah. So we give out a set of awards called the Golden Rasher Awards.
What does that refer to?
A rasher of bacon is like a strip of bacon on top of the Long John over there. The Golden Rasher is a tiny pig trophy, which has an outsized importance in the chefs who compete for it. So we give out one for like station decoration. Last year, for example, a guy made a 14-foot tall model of the Sears Tower wrapped in bacon with cotton candy clouds. And then we give out one for the most creative use of bacon. That's the real coveted prize that the chefs spend their years brainstorming and experimenting and figuring out what novel and delightful combination are they going to deploy to win the Golden Rasher. So this year, for the very first time, we are offering the general public the opportunity to enter a contest for which the prize is that you get to be a judge of the Golden Rasher competition.
That's excellent.
Starting today at noon, so on our website at baconfestchicago.com, there'll be details on how to enter, which involves sharing a picture of yourself eating bacon to show your qualifications.
It's extreme vetting, Bill.
I'm so glad the internet was invented.
So people can enter to win to be a judge of the Golden Rasher competition at Bacon Fest on March 31st and
April
1st. That's
excellent. And that has not been done in the past.
First time ever breaking bacon news. This is a scoop for WGN.
Wait,
for
I think
Dana.
We have sound for that. Kevin actually found something. Breaking bacon news.
And in bacon-related news.
Oh, I like the sizzle. That's awesome.
Superb.
Beautiful.
What is the difference between pork belly and bacon? Because, you know, you heard it called bacon, and then sure. all of a sudden it's pork belly. Isn't it kind of the same thing?
Thank you for asking that question. Pork belly is the raw material from which bacon is made. Bacon is a method of processing pork belly that you cure it in salt, and then you smoke it over wood at a cold temperature, and that's what gives you the combination of porkiness, sweetness, hamminess, saltiness, and then also that hint of smoke that makes it
that
ever
echo,
so much more delicious. That
echo. Bouquet.
The yeah. echo of the wood fire.
And that's the bacon part of it?
The bacon is the pork belly after you've smoked it and cured it.
Oh, okay. So just before all that's done to it, pork belly is just...
Just the belly. I'm pointing out on my side where it comes from.
Boy, you're living this.
Seth is a diagram.
If Seth was nude and he's not because it's a family show,
right,
he has tattoos diagramming all the parts.
And then I want to ask you a question, but I don't want to upset you.
No, please don't.
Bacos?
Fine. Bacos?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of products out there that purport to be bacon
yeah.
are not bacon.
Artificially
so I don't
flavored.
Have an objection to the idea of sprinkling bacon on your salad. I do have concerns about imitation bacon trying to pass itself off as the real deal.
Yeah. There's like a little aftertaste, and they do make actual bacon bits for your salad
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sure.
So you don't, there's no reason to have bacon.
Go with real bacon.
If you can, right? Yeah, Seth has
given
a division.
The choice.
Yeah.
He has a division of Bacon Fest. It's kind of a watchdog organization
yeah,
<that's right. laughs> that seeks out some of these frauds and
exposes
them.
You're not afraid to expose them. Good
day.
For
right.
you.
It's bacon good. Journalism. We're going to do what we got to do, you know?
So good. It'll be exciting to have a listener be able to be a judge. They'll have kind of the warm embrace of other judges there to kind of shepherd them through that process. And we've talked about the diversity of chefs and levels and the creativity that is there. And you're announcing also like the lineup this year, right? Who's going to be
there? Yes. So today, the other thing that's happening at noon today is we're announcing to the public which chefs are going to be at which session.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of the foodies here in Chicago, they follow specific chefs. They know that if Takashi's going to be there
yeah.
at Friday dinner with Slurping Turtle making some kind of Japanese bacon ramen situation,
yeah.
that's the session they want to be mm-hmm. at. Or if Cameron Grant, the guy who made the 14-foot tall bacon wrapped Sears Tower. Going to be there Saturday night. That's the session we want to be at. So at noon today, we are unveiling the breakdown of which chefs are going to be at which session, as well as this Be the Judge at Bacon Fest.
And
contest.
That's going to be on your website or at a CNN press conference. Where will they do that?
Well, we're waiting for CNN to call, but in the meantime, baconfestchicago.com is the place where people can find all those details.
This sounds so exciting. Remind me, because I can't remember from last year or not, is this the sort of thing where you limit the amount of tickets that are sold, or is this an unlimited amount?
No, it's an indoor event. With strictly capped ticket sales.
So once it's sold out,
it's sold out.
You cannot get a ticket.
That's right.
And it does sell out.
It's sold out almost every year. It's right. a very high demand ticket.
Well, I can't blame you. All right, let's give some tickets away, Dan.
Yeah,
how do we do this?
So, Seth, think of a good, you know, some kind of a good
bacon-related number.
Bacon-related, yeah,
bacon trivia.
Question. Or we can go with just a number, but but something that would allow the listeners to, you know, that have been their interest and their appetites have been piqued, can call in and win those two tickets.
So they should call in and they should say what their very earliest bacon memory was.
Now, Kevin is answering phones. He'll know if they're lying.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Well, they'll all have one.
Right. All right. That's fair. So what do we want to do?
Well, what number caller do we take? Because that's, we don't have time to
let's
judge
take eight,
that.
Caller eight. And
caller
then
eight.
They can caller eight can share their earliest bacon memory, and if it's good, Bill, of course, you know if they're not telling the truth,
right?
If they've never had bacon and aren't even aware of it, we'll be able to
they get nothing.
Flesh out.
Well, I'll watch Kevin because Kevin tears up if he hears a good bacon story. He gets all weepy.
Such a softy.
Yep.
All right, shall we take this caller real quickly?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time, but Mary from Oak Lawn wants to tell us about her first bacon experience. Is that what the thought was? Hi, Mary.
Hi. Well. I think I might have gotten off a little bit, but it's a really good bacon story. So I have a friend who is Arabic, and when she went to camp in fifth grade, it's an overnight camp that the whole school did for outdoor education, and she came home and her mom was asking, you know, how are things? How was the food? Oh, mom, it was great. Breakfast was the best thing I've ever had in my whole life. It was this meat, and it was crispy, and it was salty, and it was delicious. And she said her mom's face just went white. And she said, that was bacon. And she said, it was so delicious. We don't eat bacon. That's pork.
Gateway meat.
Yeah. And so I actually, my family, we pretty much keep the pork industry in business now. Same. And so whenever I cook and I bring leftovers into work, I always say, it's the gateway product. It's Easter. You don't want to try it.
Wow. It's perfect. Do we have a winner?
Yeah, sure. Even if it is someone else's story, that's great.
It still works.
Yeah, that's
thank
great.
You.
Bacon
all right,
plagiarism.
Hang on, Mary. She's going to Bacon
She's
Fest.
She's going to Bacon hey. Fest. Seth, congrats again. I mean, you pulled this off. This is one of those things. A lot of people have these little pipe dreams, and they go, well, what do I do with this? You've made it pay off big for you.
You're a bacon genius.
You're a bacon genius.
Not just for me, though, as well, because as you know, we support the Greater Chicago Food Depository right. out of the proceeds. So if you come to Bacon Fest, not only do you get to pig out and eat all the bacon you can and get drunk on delicious bacon booze, but you also are helping end hunger in Chicago.
That's and the website nice. One more time?
BaconFestChicago.com.
Great to see you. Dane, always a pleasure. We'll take a quick break, then some news, Bill and Wendy, WGN.